The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him, who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to the master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each one of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. Gospel of the Lord. It's a beautiful teaching, Jesus, forgiveness. And Peter was already smart, because for the Jews, usually three times that they can revenge. So Peter make it seven times. So he said he considered himself a good student. He heard so many things from Jesus. So the other people three times, he said seven times. Follow Jesus says, I don't tell you seven times, but 77 times. Many, many, many times. I think for me also very difficult. To forgive by theory is easy. But when people say forgive and forget, but for me to forget is difficult. Because you have the memory. When you see a person, it affects you. If he hurt you, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, still you get the hurts. You can remember. What shall we do? I think that's the meaning of 70 times 7. Whenever you remember, forgive. Don't tell yourself, I forgive already. Of course, once is not enough. Whenever you remember, try to forgive. 70 times 7 means anytime you remember, forgive. Maybe at the end of a life, you still have to forgive. We can assure that we are forgiving all the times. You have to start again. It's a virtue. patience, humility, because you hurt, your pride. So ask this special grace that we can have the heart 70 times 7 to forgive.